This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour. This is the DJV program for Thursday, the 17th of June. We're well past the halfway point in the month of June. It's delightful to have this sort of, at least where I am. I keep saying from my perspective, the weather is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, a little heavy on the West Coast in terms of temperature and heat. I guess it's more than a little, frankly, pretty distressing. And then you think about what it is you're putting yourself through if you're going, if you're trying to exist in that heat. You know, the old expression of you are what you eat, you are where you are what you're thinking. So if you're on that heat and you're trying to survive, what are you thinking? How are you coping with it? Are we all spoiled? Can you imagine what life was like in the desert for people who live there, or even today, certain parts of the world where there's desert and it's not a modern society?
I don't know how people went on horse-drawn covered wagons
across
the country in the middle of summer. I have no idea. Or the winter, for that matter.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. So we complain about situations that exist now, but when you think about what life was like even 150, 200 years ago, it's nothing compared to what
we're
we have.
Totally wimps.
Right now.
Just FYI.
Total what,
totally
Jen?
Wimp. We're wimps. Totally.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're so used to having everything
don't
just a certain way.
Don't we create, invent things to make life easier? Isn't that the point?
I think we try to, yeah.
Right? Instead of rubbing sticks together, we mm-hmm. have a lighter. Like, isn't that
That's
the point
progress.
Of evolution?
So they say. The DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Okay, so do we have to put any finishing touches on the Biden-Putin conversation, the things that were part of the conversation? Were there things that were off limits? Nobody could talk about them? And who sets that up? Do the teams get together of four and they sort of set an outline as to what's going to be discussed? That's kind of what this stuff is about, isn't it?
I don't know that anything off limits, right?
Yeah, I think staying on course, obviously, probably is the goal of everybody. Biden's back at the White House now, so he's already back in Washington, D.C. He left pretty soon after the meeting was over in Geneva, and I think now everybody's just trying to spin, right? The Biden administration's trying to spin one thing, and Putin is trying to spin something else to the world. I don't know. We'll see if something groundbreaking comes from this. There wasn't like one major announcement.
I thought the ambassador was a big announcement.
That was about the biggest. I was just going to say, is the return of ambassadors to Moscow and to Washington, D.C. That'll be interesting. But I guess we see what happens moving forward, if there was anything, any movement.
If there were great expectations, they weren't met. But I don't know if we had great expectations.
Yeah.
No. Some expectations.
I think the interesting thing that, for me, I mean, doing the tech report on the show, I'm just going to be, like, extra scouring of what's happening with ransomware attacks. Because right now, you know, we know that this is such a huge problem. So either this is going to ramp them up a lot, or we're going to see maybe they get quelled a bit. I don't know. I think that's why when Biden said he was talking about, you know, we won't know for 6 months to a year, I think that that's probably reasonable to see. You know, they had a meeting, it's a first step, and then we go from there and we see what happens with all the ransomware.
Yeah.
The insurance industry is really upset. I mean, not that I have much sympathy for the insurance industry, but they have claims that are up like 350%.
Yeah, and they'll still fight hard not to pay any of them because that's what they do. Yeah. That's the deal. All right, so we were talking about the price of gasoline and food and stuff, but apparently the price of beer, alcohol in general, things like Beauty Pop, all that stuff is going up as well. I may have left that material out when we were talking about, you know, what is causing inflation. Everything.
The only sector that is not higher than it was this year, right now, at this time last year, do you know what it is?
Yeah. No.
It's medical equipment. PPE, really? Masks, gowns, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Oh, that's well, because no need for that anymore. So the,
I haven't noticed any alcohol on the rise, though. I mean, at restaurants, probably, because they're marking everything up. Oh, but yeah. And like at the liquor store, I haven't noticed any difference.
Hmm. How often do you go to the liquor store?
I don't know. Every couple
Let's
weeks,
think
maybe?
About that for a second. A liquor store, package store, how do they get there? Now, I suppose liquor store is a little easier to understand. Well, why do they call them package stores?
I don't know.
Around
don't
here, they're all...
They don't call them that here, so I don't know.
They do around me. Package store?
Yeah.
Where you go buy booze.
Oh.
Package stores. Yeah, they don't call them liquor stores here. They call them package stores.
We have grocery stores in California where they...
You buy all your liquor in the liquor store.
California people. You go into your beautiful grocery stores. You've got your wine section. It's like Starbucks shopping in Europe. Yeah, it's like shopping in Europe. Ralph's in Laguna Beach is like the best thing I've ever been to in my life. And it's just a grocery store.
Ralph's in Laguna Beach?
Yes.
How is that different than the Ralphs on Santa Monica?
The white
Boulevard?
People and the money.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. I don't know. All I'm saying is, being in Jersey, where you can't buy any alcohol in a grocery store, it's one of our weird arcane
laws. Anywhere? Not even Trader Joe's? Really?
Nope. Trader Joe's has no liquor because it's a law. It's one of those
state
law.
A blue law?
Yep.
Haven't they grown up yet?
I don't know. So that's why going into a grocery store reminds me of when I lived in London, where they that was the first thing that I had in culture shock. I was like, oh my God, there's a wine aisle in the grocery store.
There's no problem in getting liquor.
You go to Marks and Spencers and you can buy clothes and groceries. It's fabulous.
Yeah, right. Get drunk and try them on. Yeah, look better with a couple of drinks. All right, this is Father's Day week. Father's Day weekend coming up. And then the next holiday is Independence Day, the 4th of July. What will be different about that than we had? Did we have fireworks last year? Did anybody have
fireworks? Yes, we were all... they didn't have fireworks shows, but do you remember how many people were just blowing off fireworks on their
yes.
own?
Yes.
I can remember seeing
dangerous.
More fireworks last year than I did it when they have normal shows. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I think everyone's... They're going to have, you know, at least here in Jersey, they've got a whole bunch of actual towns doing the real show again, probably hoping that people will go and watch that instead of blowing their own fingers off.
Have we figured out why? So the Biden administration ruled against Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, doing a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July.
Why?
Do we know why they did that?
That's a good question.
I have not heard that. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason.
They announced their own fireworks show in Washington, D.C., but they needed federal approval because it's a national park to do fireworks.
Oh, national park. Yeah, I guess.
But the Biden administration said no. Is it a political thing because they don't like Kristi Noem because she's the governor? Or is, I don't know. I'm asking that question legitimately. I just don't know.
Didn't they just pass legislation about starting a fire, having a fire on a state park because there were so many acres burned? We had that happen here in Jersey. Hundreds of acres were burned on because people weren't taking care of the fires the right way.
It's not like you got losers out there shooting fireworks off. I mean, I'd imagine.
All right, speaking of losers, one in five Americans thinks Niagara Falls is in Iceland.
What?
Oh, no.
No, that can't be.
Study. Jennifer, you want to keep going on this? The national landmarks that we don't know about? Americans do not know where their national landmarks are, where parks are, and one in five thinks that Niagara Falls is in Iceland.
That's insane. So. That's really insane.
Those are the people out there making decisions for the rest of us.
Those are the people buying lattes with Bitcoin. Those are the morons. What is happening?
It always these surveys always make me.
Category of Americans: Republicans, Democrats, and morons.
They make me think of Jay Leno. Remember when he would do jaywalking and ask guys, like, "Who's the vice president?" Or who's this?
Knew.
I mean, how many? And no one knows. Nobody knew.
Well, I remember the funniest.
Howard
one
Stern used to do that too.
Yeah, but
and
when jaywalking
posting about Israel on their influencer site, like, do you even know where Niagara Falls is?
The jaywalking out in L.A. would always made me laugh. But one that always stuck with me, it was what was the major discovery that Madame Curie made, and they were giving hints like it's, you know, like it's a metal, like, and trying to, and then the guy had no idea, and like, what was the substance that could kill Superman? Kryptonite. I mean, like, he knew right away, but he didn't know plutonium. Like, it was just like, it was amazing.
All right, I want your thoughts, please, on the South Carolina Supreme Court blocking the executions of a couple of inmates by electrocution, saying they can't be put to death until they have the option of facing a firing squad. So that's, is that...
They have an option.
Good for them, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
right.
New?
Firing squad or electrocution. What would you pick?
Ugh.
Jay? If you're up for execution, you want the firing squad? You want,
are those the only two options, though?
Yep,
can
that's
I get
it.
The poison? Can I just eat myself to death?
All right, Victoria, what are you choosing?
Not a firing squad, that's for sure.
What difference does it make?
That's
my,
you still
my
have
point.
To bleed out. If you get electrocuted, your heart stops and that's it. But like, if, I mean, if the firing squad, it's not firing squad.
Firing
is like
squad
10
can
people.
Take aim.
Yeah, I know, but you're not going to die instantly. You still have you still have.
If you get shot in the heart or the head, you're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. What if they miss?
No, but there's like multiple people. You're getting shot fast.
What if
I mean,
they
it's
miss?
Just whammo.
No thanks.
Yeah. What about hanging? Anybody want to get hung?
That's worse. It's hanged, Mr. Grammer.
Hanged? You want to get hung? No, it's hung.
No, you don't get hung. It's hanged.
Hung.
If it's a,
you get
no,
hung
it's
by
look
your neck until dead.
Google
hanged
it.
By your neck until
you hang.
Dead?
Yeah, an ornament is hung on a tree. A human is hanged.
Well,
hopefully
a human could be an ornament on a tree.
No.
In some places.
An ornament? Oh, geez. Okay. Let's keep going because this isn't going down a good path.
Doug, what would you pick?
Oh, what I pick in terms of... I think that I probably... would want to go the painless route, and then I want to be my remains put into the compost pile.
Which one is painless? Electrocution?
Yeah, none of it is painless.
Oh, really?
Lethal injection is the only one, right? That's painless. The most painless.
Yeah.
Although I've heard terrible stories about people not taking the first time. Like, there's a whole, like, they numb you, and then they do it, and then you're, like, thinking you're dying,
something,
and you don't die.
There's some kind of potion that they use in the blacklist that gets rid of people quickly. It doesn't look like it's painful. I don't know what that is. I have to do some research and find out. Somebody call James Spader. Let's find out what they use on the blacklist to dispatch people. In the meantime, 17 after the hour. Here's a way for you, never mind dying. How about being healthy? Well, you're going to die if you're fat. There's no question about that. You'll die earlier. So I want you to live long and prosper and listen to this program. As Ken Cronhaus likes to say, I can't afford to lose any listeners. And that's doubly true for all the programs that I do. Help yourself to Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to be on drugs. You don't have to be on stimulants. Just get on to the Calitrin program. Helps with weight loss, better sleep, all that good stuff. Because the main ingredients, like aloe vera, that really is what helps you go to sleep. Well, digestive enzymes to make sure your gut's working right. Collagen protein, all the things that help you repair your body as you're rebuilding after you've lost the weight. Help yourself to really healthy weight loss, the Calitrin way. Check it all out on their website and find a counselor who will talk to you about what your needs are. Find that all free without charge by going to toploss.com. And when you decide what you want to buy, you'll get 3 months free. That's a good stepping stone to success, isn't it, huh? Feel good about losing the weight. Don't have to spend a lot of money. Get the help. Keep it off. All of it together. Great package at toploss.com. And you get access to it by checking out using the code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now, get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
To Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Yeah, it's Thursday. The day before, we have Friday already. We're focused on Friday. Before we get there, we got to get through Thursday. You have one more day to apply for the Father's Day contest. Get that story from Jay Kirshner in just a moment. Plus, what Reese Witherspoon has to say. That's right after this.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and the
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so let's have a plug for our contest one more time, Jay, shall we?
Yes. You only have until tomorrow, 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time, to get in on this. It's the Works Father's Day prize pack, where you can get a circular saw, an electric pressure washer, valued at $370. Just go to Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show, and tell us how your Father's Day celebrations differ from last year to this year. That's it. That's all you have to do to enter to win.
Plus, mention of a cow will probably get you some consideration, because I'm doing the judging this week. It'll be up to me. I am the decider.
Who yeah, no,
George Brooks.
Know
right,
the
good.
Judge. Know the media. Know yeah. your audience. Not just up to the core.
All right. Reese Witherspoon says that she did hypnosis. Why? This is trending.
Yeah, she was having severe anxiety back when she was doing the film Wild in 2014. She was talking with Tracee Ellis Ross for a recent interview.
What was Wild about? I don't remember that. What was that about?
Wild was the Cheryl Strayed memoir. I never saw it, but I believe it started something with, it was the death of her mom and just all these different things. It was kind of a different look of the film Eat, Pray, Love, where it's, like, soul-searching.
Oh. It was very, like, she literally goes into the wild, right? It's very, like...
Oh! Yes. I saw that movie. It was not Reese Witherspoon as you're used to seeing her. Okay, got it. Yep.
Yeah, and so, I mean, the film has nudity, sexuality, drug use, there's that aspect. But that kind of got to her, but what was the hardest was acting alone. She had about 25 days where it was just her. She wasn't acting across anybody else, so she couldn't really play off of anybody else, and it was just the pressure was a lot.
Walking in the wild, she had a backpack.
Was it a good movie? I never saw it.
It was a little creepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like her, so I went to see it, but I didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But yeah, she got hypnotized to deal with the anxiety.
Yeah. I can see that. Well, listen, that's good because you understand what a real life is all about. All right. Chris Paul is in the NBA's COVID-19 health protocol. Why?
Yeah, because he has COVID, and they don't know how long he's going to be out because he is vaccinated, so they're not exactly sure.
Plays for the Suns?
Yes, yeah, he's on the Suns. And fortunately, the Suns are off right now because they're waiting for the next round of games. So they're either going to play the Jazz or the Clippers, whoever ends up winning that series. So he has some time to recuperate. But the big thing is that he has COVID. He's been vaccinated. So we'll see when he gets to come back.
All right. All these trending items, you can follow them all on Twitter and Facebook.com/ DJV Show, our social media at DJV Show. Help yourself. Not only do you want to, if you want to read, but post some things if you would like, and we'll share your thoughts as well. Here, 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Wednesday that Florida will send its own law enforcement officers to Arizona and Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border to combat what DeSantis called a created crisis that has led to increased criminal activity in Florida.
We have problems in Florida we've been forced to deal with over many years, but particularly over the last 6 months because of the failure of the Biden administration to secure our southern border.
The Republican governor did not share many details about how the operation will be conducted, but he did mention that the officers would be deployed at the border for a period of 16 days. Russian media is having a field day at President Biden's expense after the Biden-Putin summit in Geneva Wednesday. State-run news agency RIA claimed the United States president had suffered an early defeat in the face-off because his light blue tie was upstaged by Putin's burgundy geometric pattern one. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With regards to what America has accomplished this week in Europe, President Biden is getting low grades for representing the United States. Nothing was accomplished with regards to the threats posed by China and Russia. Former President Trump on the phone with Fox News points out America's energy independence will be gone in a matter of weeks.
We had a point where we were getting the fuel for zero. In fact, they would give you $38 if you took it. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Now, we had to straighten that out because that would have hurt our industry. But we ended up having a great energy industry, and we ended up with low prices, and now we're not going to be, within a matter of weeks, we will no longer be energy independent, and we are going to be relying again on the Middle East and Russia and all of these other people because we are being led very, very stupidly. And I said this during the debates, but actually people did listen, and they voted properly. And that's the way it goes. But they lied. They didn't talk this. They never said. This is a Bernie Sanders dream, what's happening right now. He can't believe it because this is far worse than Bernie was ever going to be. Bernie Sanders would have never even thought to suggest some of the things that are happening right now.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It is 34 after the hour, all set for another half hour of conversation for this Thursday on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. The inspirational thought of the day came from Aesop. Remember Aesop's Fables? You all hopefully read that when you were
sure.
in school. Yes, you read Aesop's Fable?
Mm-hmm.
No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. I was thinking about that because a friend of mine just sent me an email asking me if everything was okay with me and Daisy, because the last couple of days I have been posting things on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, about dogs in trouble, dogs that need to be adopted, dogs that need to have money given to them so they can have an operation or given to their handlers. But there have been a couple of posts that I did about dogs who were saved in a couple of different parts of the country that just tugged at my heart. And so that's why I do that from time to time. Usually my stuff is about good things that are happening or about animals, that sort of stuff. I'm not interested in getting into a lot of the rhubarbs that people want to get into on Facebook because I don't think it goes anywhere. Don't think it's necessary. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a posting place for people with a lot of stupid comments. So I choose not to go down that road. If I'm going to use Facebook, it's to tell people stories or maybe some things that are going on with me, maybe a post about me and Miles, that kind of stuff, stuff on the farm. So anyway, the answer to the question, is everything fine with me? Yes, it is with me and with Daisy, but it isn't with so many dogs. The shelters, Victoria and I have this in common. She backs an organization in Puerto Rico that saves dogs. Lately, we were talking about a bulldog that needed an operation and money that was needed. Is that all set, by the way, now?
I'm not sure yet. I think we're down. We needed 4,500, and I think we're down to maybe 350. I'll have to double-check today. Hopefully, they'll reach their goal. Because this bulldog, who's this really sweet, kind of reminds her eyes remind me of your little Daisy. The sweet, sweet girl
nice
who was a breeding dog just similar to Daisy. And once she could no longer have litters, they just dumped her on the street. Yeah. And the shelter that that on the island is the only no-kill shelter on the island. They took her in. They rehabilitated her. She is this beautiful, healthy little girl. And unfortunately, at the time, they thought that she had terminal cancer. And now, thanks to a new diagnosis, she needs a surgery that will literally save her life and she'll be cancer-free. So someone is going to get an amazing, amazing dog to their family because everyone at the shelter is in love with her.
I would, you know, the thing about Daisy, and at this point, given her history, where she came from and how she was abused for the first 2.5 years of her life, I think now she's so devoted to me and the family that to bring another dog in, I thought about whether she should have another dog as a companion, and I don't know that I think that's a good idea at this point. But I don't know how you decide that. Some people say, okay, you should have a companion. I believe, like, I would never leave one calf alone. Got to be two. I don't believe that one of anything is healthy. But I figure in the case of the dog, that because she's mine and she's with me all the time, that's like a, you know, a companion. In a sense. Do you think that makes sense? Does that sound like it makes sense?
Yep.
I would adopt a dog like that if I thought it would be okay with Daisy. But I'm not sure.
Maybe Daisy doesn't want to share you.
No, Daisy's not great at sharing. Today is National Dump the Pump Day. Dump the Pump Day, honored for the first time in 2006 by the American Public Transportation Association. This is supposed to celebrate on the third Thursday of June. It was done, by the way, it was sort of started back in the 1880s here in Massachusetts. Boston was the home of the American Street Railway Association, as the focus was on the railway systems, the trolleys that existed. We used to have a Boston-Worcester trolley company, went down the main road, excuse me, and it's basically a rail line. Trolleys are rail lines. They're a local transportation system. At any rate, the American Public Transportation Association has 1,500 public and private members. You can commemorate the day by riding public transportation. That's why they say dump the pump, ride transit. And there's a study that shows spending a dollar on public transportation returns $4 to the economy. How is that, Victoria, would you think? Is that because, I don't know why, I don't understand that math.
Spending a dollar on
public transportation returns $4
to the economy. Well, because of the salaries that, well, if you would, and I would imagine it's because of what you were talking earlier about how inflation is so connected to everything in the economy. So if you're riding public transportation, you are, you know, you're helping to fund a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and infrastructure and things like that. That's a great point that you brought up. See, and mark it down. That was a great point that you brought up earlier in the show. We were talking about the lack of people commuting into major cities and what that's going to do to, you know, Amtrak, and I'm in New Jersey, so New Jersey Transit and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question that I don't know if people are really thinking about that yet.
Yep. Good to think about. Speaking of transportation, a couple of airlines like Southwest and United were smacked. I think American also had a problem with an outage. Delta and some financial firms as well, some major banks. People thought it was a hack, I think, at first, didn't they? Under the circumstances, there was an internet outage that shut down Southwest, the first one to have the problem, and they connected it to somebody in Hong Kong or something in Hong Kong, and then the central bank in Australia went down after the airlines went down. And it just, it's sort of the reason I bring it up, Victoria, is because you and I are always talking, you're mostly talking in the technology segment about the interdependence and how the old, you know, the archived,
the servers?
The ancient servers. Ancient is like a few years old is ancient because there's so much new technology all the time. But these huge companies get into data processing problems and they shut down. Southwest was done for a couple of hours, I think, yesterday. Because they couldn't operate because, and I don't, here, it didn't look like it was a hack, although that's what they thought at first. It's just that there's too much information overload on these systems.
Yeah.
And they're all tied together. For example, imagine the banks that are tied to the airlines. When you charge when you use a credit card to pay for a ticket, all right? Do you know what process instantaneously you get approval that you've paid for your flight? But what does that involve? It involves that information going from you to the bank and from the bank back to the airline that says that you're okay, that the credit card will do what it's supposed to do, i.e. pay or somehow or other. You know, no money actually ever changes hands. It's all paper. It's all numbers. It's all computer stuff. There's no real money there. And that's another thing to boggle your mind. Imagine the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that get transferred kind of every day, but does a bank send $3 billion in cash to American Airlines to pay for the transactions for that day? No, it's on a ledger. And then you start thinking about all of the things financially. We're worried about inflation, we're worried about this, that, the other thing. But yet there's no real currency and there's no real money. It's all just paper. It's all just things on a screen. Ever think about it that way? It's pretty, I mean, I guess it's cool in a sense. But, you know, when you used to ride the stagecoach going across the country, you couldn't get on the stagecoach.
Back in those days when we all rode the stagecoach.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. You had to put cash on the barrelhead. That was it. Or you traded your daughter for a ride to Los Angeles. Who knows what went on? But today, and then I was talking, I think, was it on the air or off the air, about Doogie Howser doing an ad last night during the blacklist. There was an ad for a cryptocurrency ATM machine. I thought it was a joke at first. I thought it was a put-on. But apparently it isn't. You can put a dollar in. Yeah, I don't understand how it works, but...
Well, it's like any other ATM account. You know, it takes money out of your bank account. It's the same thing. It takes money out of your crypto account.
Well, now you don't have a crypto account. You put a dollar in and this
well,
showed an exchange.
I don't know specifically if this ATM, I haven't seen the ad, but I don't know if it's specifically just for crypto, because now they have cards that look like ATM cards that are... Yeah. You know, that with a Visa logo or a MasterCard logo or whatever. Yeah.
So Visa MasterCard are engaged in crypto trading?
Not necessarily crypto trading, but they allow you, they're facilitating you to spend your crypto.
So how does that work? Who knows what you have in crypto?
They know
what's in my bank account.
It's the same thing. Yeah, you know your balance in your crypto account. Yeah. It's the same thing. I mean, it's just think of it as gold coins, but, you know, instead of dollar bills.
I don't
want
to think about it because it gives me a headache. No.
Whew. It's not as complicated as people think, but...
No. And here I am. I did invest a little bit in crypto because I guess I really wanted to find out more about how it worked, trying not to lose. I mean, it was not, you know, it's a couple of bucks, but it's only I did it because I didn't know anything about crypto and I thought it was a good way for me to learn. I don't know that I've.
You mean you couldn't
anything.
Just like Google? You actually invested your own money in something you had no clue about.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
It's like gambling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play blackjack. Yeah. I'm just going to put all my money on black.
Really? And how does that work for you?
Well, how did it work for you?
Well, so far,
basically what you did.
So far, it looks kind of sideways, actually.
Uh-huh.
As much as anything else. So
do you know what kind of crypto it is?
There's 8 different kinds. That's what I know.
So it's a fund.
It's a fund.
Okay.
Right.
Which
and there's
better,
one.
That's better than
yeah,
one.
One. No, there's everybody focuses on Bitcoin, but that apparently is passé now. There's other stuff that belongs. I can't even remember what some of the names are, but I know I looked at it and I thought, what a weird bunch of names. Who came up with this stuff?
Oh, you have Dogecoin.
Yeah, that's it.
Dogecoin. That came from a meme.
It's a buying opportunity now at 30 cents.
That's the one Phil's investing in. Phil's going hard on Dogecoin.
I was going to say, Phil is clearly there for it.
Excuse me, at 30 cents. Good for you, Phil. Phil McGee is at our controls in the studio in Washington at 46 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
When you talk about the DJV download, other programs that I do, the Good Day Health, or we now call it DJV Health podcast from Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, are very interesting. There's a lot of focus on weight and drugs and stuff with the most recent one Ken has come up with, so check it all out. Every week, more medical information to help you out and understand what's going on in the world of medicine. DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 10 before the hour on the aforementioned DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So, if anybody knows what this is, it means that you probably went to see it, and you may be psycho as well. Anybody who likes Psycho, I think Chucker is psycho. You buying that
like
or not?
Well, same.
Okay, hello.
That's my favorite movie genre.
Psycho? Well, yeah, you like that crazy stuff. You and Chucker make good strange bedfellows or whatever, because he likes the same crap.
The pillow talk would get real.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, okay. So why are we playing the music from Psycho, Charles?
This week in film history, Doug, actually June 17, 1960, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho premiered in New York City. And I was thinking about when I read that, that obviously was a pretty collective experience. People back in 1960 wandering into a movie theater seeing Psycho. I knew somebody who was about 20 years older than me at the time told me
that when people saw
Psycho in a movie theater back in the day, that when they walked out, strangers who didn't know each other held hands. That's how unnerving that film was to
today when they see stuff like that at the movie theater.
Now, I would say today's audience, that movie wouldn't be that scary. Having said it, it's a very well-made movie.
Yeah. All right. Wasn't there a remake in the works? Didn't we talk about that a while back?
Well, there's been a handful. Well, actually, you know, yesterday on the program we talked about sequels. There was a sequel in 19... It was actually a handful of sequels, but the first sequel in 1983, directed by a guy named Richard Franklin and written by Tom Holland, who did the movie Fright Night. That was a great movie, in my opinion, and a terrific sequel to the original. Anthony Perkins came back as Norman Bates, sort of played the role like an anti-hero. You sort of rooted for him most of the movie, and I thought it was a really good script and a good follow-up to Hitchcock's classic film in 1960. It was good.
All right. I'm glad to have that opinion from you, Chuck. What else is going on?
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's pretty much it for me. I was just talking about, also, let's just expand on this. the collective experience. I still think today's audience, and a lot of them who are willing to watch a movie on Netflix, are never going to experience something like audiences did in Psycho, where I said this story many times on this program. In 93, when I took a ride from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, with my buddy Mike to New York City, and we watched Jurassic Park opening day in June of 93 at the Ziegfeld Movie Theater with 1,150 people in a single screen theater, sold out. To me, that was the best experience I ever had in a movie theater. I just, not that I worry, because that's too ridiculous of a word, but I wonder if people today, teens and early 20s, are never going to experience anything like that, going to a movie theater with a big crowd on an opening day. Not that they won't go to the movies, but that experience of the hype and the satisfaction of standing on a line and experiencing something with 150,
you know, when that's
going to
change
at one time. Right. I think it's gone.
Here's how it's going to change. Someday the Russians are going to hack into all of like Netflix and Paramount Plus and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. They're going to hack into all of them. They're all going to go.
Hold on. I'm writing this down. Go one at a time. Go ahead.
And then people say, wait a minute, that wouldn't happen at a movie theater. Hopefully, that may be an extreme example, but I can see that happening with all the hacks going on right now. What's to stop them from hacking into and screwing up all those various sources of entertainment, right?
Well, let me ask you a question. What is your fondest memory of going to a movie with an audience, Tommy?
My fondest memory. I don't know that I think about the audience, honestly, Chucker. When I'm there, I pretty much am focused on the movie.
Yeah.
I think every once in a while when the audience gets involved and they clap when something happens, you know, that kind of stuff. I think some of...
Right, exactly. I'll give you a couple examples. Jurassic Park movie one, Independence Day in 97, I thought was an
awesome
experience with a big crowd.
Yeah, right.
The first Avengers movie I thought was a tremendous popcorn movie where people really were
any Indiana Jones movie, any of those kinds of, anything like that. I thought The Hunt for Red October, even though I watch it a lot on TV because there are certain parts of it that I just love to be repeated, same thing with True Grit. Some of the movies that you hold on to.
I'll tell you another one I had. Back in 1978, when I was in a junior high school, most of the class cut school second half, and everybody went to see Rocky II at the Kingsway in Brooklyn, New York. And the end fight where Rocky Balboa is fighting Apollo Creed, people were standing up on the chairs, yelling and screaming. It was a really awesome experience. I remember
who
that.
Who does
was
that
a
today
awesome.
For all these crazy, stupid
Nobody.
Movies? No. So there's a double whammy here. The movies suck, and they're putting them on the small screen. So that's kind of the double whammy, double blow to the love of movies that you and I have. All right, well, we're living in the past.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.